All right, this must be the last chavrua of the Zman, I guess. With an hour left to the Zman.
55 minutes to be exact.
Yeah, Rav Moshe Weinberg, Zatal, Shiva of Montreal, used to say that a Zman is like a chasana. But for those who didn't hear, it's good to hear it. And that is that when you go to a chasana, so some people go for the chuppah, the closer friends stay for the suda. After the first dance, you leave. The go closer friends stay ready for the second dance. And mamish only non to mishpacha stays to the end for the shever brachas. Sorry? So you start 10 o'clock, yeah. Stays for the shever brachas at the end, mamish at the end. You have to be mamish nunt with the mishpacha, nunt with the chos, nunt with the kala, to be able to stay all the way to the end. It's mamish sridim who stay to the end. So the same thing with Azman. If you want to know who is a chava, who is a makurav with Torah. So you see, those people who drop out after 1 month, also their seat's empty. So, you know, those are the people staying for the chuppah, you know, distant related, maybe. Those people who stay for this man, so they're obviously chaverim. But those people who stay mamish to the end, to the last hour of this man, they're staying by the shara brachas, must be they're very close, they're craving with the chosen and the kala. They're craving with this man, means they're craving with the Torah. So it's a shach and oilam that there's an oilam here at mamish the last hour of this man. All right. I'm going to focus on Gnevis Das, but because the Gnevis Das part of being Mechavdoy, and we're going to bring it Lamaisa, or try to bring it Lamaisa, is Gebayt, obviously, in the Gemara, Chulun Daf Tzadi Dalet. Just for a recap, let's go over a certain klolam that we see in the Gemara. The Gemara Tzadi Dalet, when Allah starts in the Braisa, has numerous halakas. I'm focusing on one of them, and that is, V'lo yiftech lechavius ha-mechurus l'chanvani elam kein haidiyoy. You're not allowed to open up a chavis. When you're mechabed, a guest, someone comes to your house, you can't open up, oh, I'll give him a fresh barrel, a yayin chazak, it's strong, it's a new barrel of wine, I can't do that, if that barrel is already consigned to be given out. So the fact that I opened up, there was no grace hazak. It means, enich nami, I did the person a toiva by giving him yayin chazak, because my open barrels are not strong. But Nichol on that toiva, it's perceived that he's taking a great hefsid by opening up a new barrel. In the meantime, he's not, because he's consigned this out. There's no hefsid. It's going to be sold tomorrow anyway, so he has no hefsid. So it's a Gnevis Das. He's going to be a Maksik Toiva Bechinam. He thinks like Yamamish lost $200, so he can enjoy a nice, strong shot of alcohol. And in the meantime, it wasn't the case. So that's the Gemara. Today we don't really have this concept, the kankan of thing, but we could have different mashallah. It doesn't have to be such a strong thing. It could be there are people, I know of people who are makbid to only drink from a new bottle of soda when it's like really fizzed up. Like if they already have, no, he's not interested. He wants only the new bottle of soda. So you go and you mechavid the person. I'll open up a new bottle for you. You mechavid the person. In the meantime, nishkatagin nishkaflagin, because let's say you planned on giving it away. Whatever, you'll have to mashallah satsir, but you'll have such an idea. Another case you could have, also, I'm just trying to bring out that it doesn't have to be on grandiose terms. It could be, let's say you'll have cake and you want to be mechabed a guest, so you give him cake. So you can give him a cake that was already cut before. It's an open cake. So it's not as fresh. It's a little stale. I mean, it was only opened yesterday. Or you can bring him out a whole new cake. You bring him out a whole new cake. Oh, so it's a mamish, a fresh piece of cake. You're mechabed me. You're breaking open a cake for me. In the meantime, that cake you planned on giving away to a bris or shalom zach. You planned on cutting it up anyway. It's not a problem. So you could have these ideas of Gnevis Das and Tein Lekachem Yakamoid. Just keep your eyes open and you'll see that it's all too often. All right. Now the Gemara has two heterim, two basic heterim to this issa. One heter is the Gemara Numer Aleph. The Maisa was Ula Iklu Bei Rav Yehuda Pasuk Lechavius and Mechus Lechenvani. Right. So what's going on? I. He wasn't allowed to do that. And the Gemara do it. He told him. So then what did he do to by doing it? Okay, good. So he gave him Yain Chaz. I guess that's what he was trying to do. Vibay Seima Shani Ula. The Gemara is a yesoi that if I would have done it anyway, then it's mutter. This is of Gnevis Das, and all I do is because you don't really mean it. Liba balimai. But if you really mean it, if you really would do it anyway, so you're not being going of daita. What licked in that maisa that you did for him deserves that hakzakas taiva. It's not hakzakas taiva b'chinam because you would have taka done it anyway. You would have lost. You would have opened up the new barrel, even though you would have gotten in a hefset. That's one heta right over here. On the other hand, there's the Gemara on Amid Beis, the Gebarim, that was a story, but this is the story that Mazucho Breid Rav Nachman was going into town, and Rav and Rav Safra were leaving town, and they bumped on the way, and he said, "Oh, Shkoyach for giving me such a kibbutz, such a escorting me into the city, or I guess they weren't escorting, but such a greeting. You met me outside the city." And he says, Rav Safra says, "Anan lo yavyadin in the kazimar. We didn't know, and if yavyadin and echanam itvei avedachinam, but we taka didn't know." So Rav told Rav Safra, "Why in the world are you being machlish daitei for?" So Rav Safra answered, "What do you mean, Valkamat Inanlei?" So at this point, before the Gemara's next teres, but at this point, Rav Safra held that if he was responsible for such a Gnevis Das, then that is Mechayiv to be Mediyah him, even though you're going to be Maklish Daitai. Means if you won't have that last punchline that Rav is going to tell him, you have a chiv to be a medium. Yes, no, I'm not coming for you. So he said it politically correct. He tried to calm him down. He says, I would have done even more for you. Good. So he was trying to not, insult him. But that's him. You have to tell him. You have to be machlish daita. I am not coming for you. You would have to do that. And there's no way to, you never insult the guy. You never hurt the guy. No, you don't see that in the Gemara. You would have to have done that. So comes along Rav and told him a punch. And he said, no, it's not true. He was Mata himself. So you see a Yisrael over here that when you're Mata Atzmai, it's Mata. Means even though normally you're not allowed to be going of Daitai, but if he himself caused himself to be Nigna of Daitai, he's the cause of the problem, then it's Mata. So you have two Heterim. One Heter was the Balav Hachi Haya Isa, and the other Heter is that Ihu Hu the Kamati Nafshe. Two. You say this to get there. And I would like to develop these at him and show you, obviously, halacha l'maisa. I'm sure everyone knows where I'm headed. Okay. The Gemara, the Rishonim have a problem over here, really both ways. Why didn't the Gemara over here say the Teretz of Amud Beis, and why didn't the Teretz Gemara Amud Beis say the Teretz of Amud Aleph? I mean, you could have both roots going on in both Gemaras. What's going on? So the reason why this Teretz of Ihu Dukamati Nafshi doesn't work on the first Gemara of Yain with Ula, Rav Yehuda, a Rosh is the Kasha already, and the Rosh's Teretz is the following. I want to use the Rosh, it's a very important Rosh, Yisaidistik, because he touches up what it means, Yehuda Kamati Nafshe. It's not a blank check. You could always say, oh, Yehuda Kamati Nafshe. Zok the Rosh. V'loidami lohada l'kamo and mazuch b'rei dem nachman d'kozo m'sich l'mechuzo d'kamarov Yehuda Kamati l'nafshe. You know why over there you have the yisoid of Yehuda Kamati Lanafshei was the Hasam Iboyle Lamazucho La Asuki Adate. He should have entertained the Loyatsu Lukrosai that they weren't going out to greet him. Why should they? Punkt. Mazucho should have that entertaining. He should understand that. But Ula by Rav Yehuda shouldn't understand that. Let's say Ula also shouldn't have seen that. Maybe Rav Yehuda had these barrels already sold when he opened it up for him. No. Over there is different. Why? Zak Rashi feels like it's with an extra four most important words. The reason why over there we say Yehuda Kamati L'Nafshei, the reason why we say over there was Havale L'Asuke Adaite De Lo Yotzu L'Krasoi De Menole, because how in the world did Mazucho Breid Rav Nachman know the Yodu Bibiyasai? The Minole the Yodu Bibiyasai. How in the world did he know that they knew about his arrival? Since there was a missing link to this equation. You see a scene, you see two people coming out, it appears that they're coming out to greet you, or maybe they're going on their way. Could go either way. In fact, the truth be told, this is $1 million kasha. What happened 5 minutes later? What happened afterwards? They walked them back in the city. No, they probably went further. So the shtickle of a raya that they were going out of the city somewhere. Good, it's a $1 million kasha. You don't hear the problem. Problem is, it's like, well, where's the hatos das? Maybe for that moment, but 5 minutes later, he's going to see they're going on their way. They're not going to greet him.
Why do they have to say anything?
Why have to say anything? They say, even Rav Safra's cheshvan that they're going to see. So some people want to say it's a raya that you can't be matas on for a second. Whatever there is, it's a shayla had a touch up this Gemara. But at least, or maybe people did that. They went greet him once they're already outside the city. Then they take care of the trachim outside the city. I don't know. You're going to have to give some eitzah.
They timed their trip. Make sure they could greet him.
Oh, they timed their trip. Okay, but that's already making, now you're really mamish making a word. So it means already He knew already that they were making that trip. So the shaila is now just why they timed it. That was our thing. So big deal. So he should have entertained that they're going on the way. What was the Hava Minah Gemara? Okay. But the Rosh says that the reason why Havalei Lasuke Daite is because the Manolei Diyadu Bivasei. When you see this story, when you see this picture, that they're going out to greet you on your way, you have two tzadim. Either they're coming out to greet you or they're going on their way. It's plausible to say that they're going on the way because Mechetes are coming out to greet you. How do they know that you're coming? So you jumped the gun. You inserted a variable which was unknown. You inserted, oh, they must have known that I'm coming. Something that doesn't exist in this Maisa. So you blew it. You inserted something that wasn't a Tayyis de Memela. It was something missing in this picture. It's not an automatic, a Memela Dika Tayyis. It wasn't spontaneous. It didn't have to happen. You inserted a very important missing ingredient to this problem. Memela, so you're the cause of the problem. You do come out to Lanache Mashenke and Ulu when he sees Rav Yehuda knocking open a barrel. And Echanami, it's possible that Rav Yehuda sold the barrel to somebody. It is possible. But since Namal, he didn't do that. Memela, it's considered Gnevis Das. And you can't say, well, Ulu's Mate Anafshe, because he should have thought that maybe he sold it. I've had it. 30% of the time he does sell the barrels, let's say. I don't know what the number is. But good, but I don't have to. I didn't jump. I didn't insert anything. The Maisa Bashahu, the whole Maisa already is a Toz Das. Over here, the Maisa doesn't say anything. The Maisa is not a Toz Das. You have to insert the next step that they knew you're coming and they're coming out for you. Well, how did they know that you were coming? Now, Vaisais in the Rosh, that had there been a big signs, but tzaddikly here, the Rebbe is coming to my house, Sheikh in Yidraish, whatever it is, this week by whatever it is, base medish, then Avada, 100% it would be also, and Rav Safra would be right. That he would have to say, Achlish Daite, I don't know you were coming, or I didn't know you were coming. I'm not coming for you, you should know. I am not coming for you. And you would have to do that. And Rabbi wouldn't have an eitz, and Rav Safra would have been right. It's only because the Manali, he had to insert a missing link, so it wasn't a Toys to Memela. But if you have everything there, then it's a Toys to Memela, and in a Chanami, you would have to be Madiyai. As I come Toys in the Rosh, Halach Lamaisa. So come Toys, Loite Rosh, right now where we're standing. You go to a Chasana, and you're anyway in New York because you had to take care. You had to buy a suit, you had to go to a doctor's appointment, you had to take care of other things, you had to visit your parents, whatever it is, and now, therefore, you go to the guy's Chasana. And let's say, take the extreme, had you not been in New York, you wouldn't have gone to Gaza. Now you're very happy that you're able to attend this Gaza. He's a chava, yours, very nice. But the bottom line is, you would not have made the trip if you didn't have to be there anyway. What's the halacha? So according to Rosh, it should be Asa. It should be Gnevis Das. You would have to go over to the Chasana and say, by the way, I'm not coming from Lakewood for your Chasana. Actually, you don't have to be it so rough. You could say, Baruch Hashem, I had a Siba to be here anyway that I was able to be Mishtatif in your Simcha. So you could say it in a nice way, like Rav Safra tried to do. It's still going to be Achlish Date. It's still going to be Achlish Date, just like Rav Safra tried to do better, right? Chak says, if we'd have known Tvei Avetachim, we would have even done more. But still, it was Achlish Date. But good. So yet, you would have to tell him that, Baruch Hashem, I'm able to be Mishtatev in Yisimku because I had to be here anyway. Is it better not to go? I don't know. No, if you talk about even Mishtatev in Yisimku, Baruch Hashem, if you don't go, he doesn't even see that. Now he sees that you're happy and freilich and you want to be Mishtatev in Yisimku, provided you're in New York, you're in town. Good. So it should come out later. Rosh Halacha L'Maisa. You would have to. And it's not just this. It's if you go to a Shalom Zacha, you go to a Kiddush. You wouldn't have gone anywhere, but you had another Shalom Zacha Kiddush on that side of town. So you decide, you know, it's only 2 blocks out of your way. So you make that extra 2 blocks. The same thing. Baruch Hashem, I was able to mishatav in Yizuka because I had to be here on this side of town anyway because I had a different Shalom Zacha, a different Simcha.
Even the Chazan doesn't say anything. Like the case, the story over there. What happened? They said something.
Because if he wouldn't have said, you wouldn't know that he feels good. But when the Chazan doesn't see that you come, he doesn't make a mental note. He was at Mechazan, he was at Mechazan, he was at Mechazan. And then when he sees pictures in the Yama, oh, that he was, I remember now, oh, wow, very nice. He came to Mechazan, he's dancing very nice.
Well, you came special.
Well, because Namal, Mechatez, he have entertained that you opened up the barrel special for Ula. Because Namal, that's the case. Rave times, when you go to a person's chasana, you had to be there anyway, or you came from Lakewood. Rave times, you had to come from Lakewood, right? So if you tell me that the relationship is so weak and so clear and so bad that no, he would never have entertained that you would have traveled for him, I hear. I haven't really heard of such a case. Because especially, even though you believe the relationship is weak, but the chosin is niskabel and it's miskabed from the thing, can never go jump to that. No, you must, you will never come. Right? That's not going to happen. Okay, fine. So it comes out, like the rosh, it should come out that it's a tata. Means the inside of the rosh is it a tois to memela, or did the muta have to insert something to the problem? That's what should come out. All right. That's the Rosh's Eitzah. The Ran says something else. When if you look in the Ran is a Shver Ran, I could really use help in this Ran, but I'm going to try to do the best I can. If you look in the Ran, easier said than done, but if you look in the Ran has a different pshat in the Sugya. When he talks about Ulu's case, about being us over there, he says, you should know, and the Gemara continues, but he doesn't even talk about Ulike, he talks about the Brisa. When the Brisa says that you're now let it open up, he says you should know. Im einu miskaven klal lahat, 1 second, sorry, the Gemara Mulchach, where's the Gemara from our Gemara and on the base? Do loy mitzik ki hagavdim, when you're opening up a barrel for him, elipish zem mara loy shu oisekin lechavoydoy. If you're showing that you're doing it to mechaben him. Havalamu einu miskaven klal lahatois, if you had no intention whatsoever, klal lahatois, ukugoin, for example, shech pazach av yesev letere chatzmai. You aren't doing it so he should have Yain Chazak. You're partaking in the Zudu also. You would like Yain Chazak. So you're opening up the barrel for yourself. You don't like Favepta wine. You want Starker wine. So you're doing it for yourself. Zakhtaran, Valos Sava, but Yena thinks, Shabishvila Paschon, Yena thinks that you did it for him. You don't have to tell him. This is only if you're trying to be mad to him. But in this case, Aval Mumuta Me'atzma Ein Zakhakloy. If he's Mutta Me'atzma Ein Zakhakloy, means, like the Randi you say this, even though he should have been muta. Let's say he shouldn't have been havel lasuk and died. Let's say this variable wasn't missing, like the rosh. But I don't care if he did it himself. It was muta me'atzma. It means I didn't play a role in kavana. I wasn't trying to fool him. My ma'isa wasn't to be mechabed him to fool him. Everything I did, I left the city because I wanted to leave the city. I didn't leave the city so he should think I'm going out to greet him at the same time. I left the city because I had to take care of my own tzrachim. I opened up the barrel because I wanted to enjoy myself a nice festa starka cup of alcohol. I wanted it myself. So if I do it for myself and he just falls for it and he is muta me'atzmoy, it's not a problem. It means later on, the side was, did I cause it? Did I play a role? Did I feed into his hatah? Or no, he was muta me'atzmai. It's nothing to do with whether it's a tois to memel or not. Even if it is a tois to memel, it means he's a more mekel than a rush. Even if it's lo havalei la'asuki adayi, but as long as my actions were pure, my actions were right, my actions were for my own covet, I wasn't doing for his covet, I have no problem. Let's say this case, both cases. First of all, tzaddik bolayir, if there'll be a tzaddik bolayir, but I'm going out for my own tzrachim, it's going to be mutter. Why? Even though he fell for it, and anyone would fall for it, and he had a right to fall for it, still, I didn't do any hata'ah. I didn't do anything wrong. I was going out to go to New York to buy my suit. I didn't do anything wrong.
So it's from the bureau when you sold it.
Now, the case of who hit es atzmai, the same thing, let's say, if you're opening up, let's say, the case of the wine, when you open up the entrance fear eyes, we open.
If people are always walking out of the city, you don't say either the Ate Anafshin, even if you're the Rush?
If he knew, so it's a davar shememela, why should I entertain? Just like I could entertain that you're leaving for your own tzrachim, I can entertain based on the timing that you're coming out to greet me. It's a very davar mistava that maybe you came out to greet me. It's maybe even deroiv that you came out to greet me. Right, based on the story. It doesn't say how much a rush needs, 50-50, 60-40, do you need a roif? But it's a dava, the havalela, I could fall for it. It's only when I'm missing a link and I have to put insert an agreement that you knew I was coming, so then havalela is a kadad, I wasn't coming, you weren't coming from me, you're going on your own tracham. But if it's a dava memela, it's going to be a problem. Like the Ran, I don't care, even if you fell for it, even if you have the right to fall for it, I'm still fine. Because I didn't do anything wrong. Ganevis, that means that I have kavana lahatois, kavana lignoi vdaitoi. I didn't do anything wrong. My actions are pure, my actions are fine. If I opened up the barrel so I should enjoy a nice festa wine, I'm fine. You're enjoying it as well, and you're going to think I open up for you? It's not my problem. One second. So let's just flesh this out a little bit. Yeah. Let's understand this. Now, the case of Yehuda, what was the case of Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda was coming to fool Ula Chulila. Even Tosfos on Mem Beis, when on the Prat and Rashi, Avadi wasn't coming to fool Ula. So what? What's Prat? So what was the Havamina of the Gemara? Right? There's two Terutzim in the Gemara. The first Gemara says, "I do it." Rabbi Yehuda was coming to fool Ula. No, so I think the Prat is like this. I think the Ran means, was my Maisa done for you, Lechabdoi? Was my maisa done for myself? If my maisa was done for you, I opened up the barrel so you should enjoy a festive starker wine. So I was doing it lechabdoi. Novos, maybe I wasn't doing it, I wasn't malicious, I just wasn't trying to fool you because I'm already counting the dollars that you're going to be maxed toiva tomorrow to me. No, I wasn't doing that. But I was doing it to mechabducha. That's what I was trying to do. If my maisa was to be mechabed you, if that was my maisa, and if normal in such a maisa of kibud means a hefset on my part, then built in my maisa, I'm fooling you. Because I'm doing something for you, and that's inherent in that kibud means I'm fooling you. That's what the Ran starts off. His lashon was, he starts off, only the time we say it when you're being mechabdoi. He doesn't say only time you're saying we're being matay. He says only time you're saying we're mechabdoi. And nobody fears ois, but if you're not being matay or klal, what do you have to say klal for? Because as long as you're trying to be mechabdoi, if that's the point, I'm trying to be mechabdoi with a shtarka cup of wine, and numal a shtarka cup of wine includes a hefsid, and incurs a hefset and this doesn't, then that's a hatoa. But if I'm doing it to la hatoa, you say klal v'klal, there's no hatoa at all, then it's muta. Because I'm doing it for myself. You memela muta, I don't care. It's fine.
Well, what's the difference? What's the sfar v'chalik? As long as, what's the difference if I'm doing it for him or doing it for myself? The point is, I'm not trying to be mad
at him. But if I'm trying to be if I'm trying to be mechabit him with this shtaka cup, and it's built in, when you give a shtaka cup, it means normally, in a normal circumstance, as I have said, then when I'm trying to be mechabit, it means, like a psikresha, I'm trying to be mechabit him with an incurring I have said, so I'm being mad to him. I know that turns a Shabbos. Here, I'm trying to do this. I am trying to be mechabit you, and then that covered, lit already that atah. Here, I'm not trying to be mechabed yudo. I'm doing it for myself. If I'm doing it for myself, it's not a problem. And that's why the Ran starts off kibud. If you have a different teretz for the Ran, but that's why he starts off you mechabed. Otherwise, what's chatting Rabbi Yudah? Rabbi Yudah was trying to fool Ula, Avadana, Chulila. So now, let's take it to the next step. So not only, I believe, it's Yitochen, that the Ran would matter, not only would he be matter if I'm opening up the barrel of wine for myself, but I think, I don't have a right, but I would suggest that it would matter even if I ran out of wine. Let's say I don't have any open barrels. So I got to open up a barrel. I'm not doing it for myself, I'm doing it for you. But when I open up the barrel, am I doing it to serve you yain chazak? I'm doing it to serve you yain. The only wine I have happens to be yain chazak. I don't have any choice. So even though I'm coming to be mechabed you, but I'm not coming to be mechabel to you with yayin chazak. That's not what I'm trying to do. So even though gradu you're getting yayin chazak and you believe that I'm incurring a hefset and you're going to be maximum in toiva, I would suggest that even that is considered huhita esatzmai. Because my maisa was pure. My maisa was to be mechabel to you with a plain cup of wine. And that was the only plain cup of wine I had, and that would be fine. It's a chiddush, but I think the Ram would go so wide. But when you're talking about a chasana, chasana is already worse. Because when I enter the room of your chasana, I'm coming to be mechabed you with the chasana. It didn't happen to be by chance in your chasana. I'm coming, so I was in the neighborhood, I was a mile away, but I'm coming to be mechabed you to the chasana. And the mal, in that kibud of coming to your chasana, licked 60 miles worth of traveling, if that's what it means, going from New Jersey to New York, then that's like I'm opening up a barrel, like Rav Yehuda Tula. Licked in that maisa kibud was incurring a hefset. So that's considered, it would be an isek nevas das. Means it's talking, even the Ran would be moida, that in that case of a chasna, it's going to be asa. Because that kibud that you're giving, that kibud normally incurs a hefset of zman, a hefset of gasoline, of wear and tear on the car, whatever it is. And all that is part of the kibud that you will maxik toiva bechinam. All that was part of the hatah.
When you open up a barrel and you have no wine left, you also mechabed the guy with a drink.
But I'm mechabed the guy, I'm only trying to give him a regular drink. And gerada he am the beginning a yain toiv. How could you say I'm coming to give him a chasna, which is only a regular chasna, without coming?
But
he doesn't know that. If normally that's what it licked, I'm not sure, by Rabbi Yehuda also, he opened up the barrel of wine, right? So in the normal case, he was coming to be mechabed ula, he happened to be mechursa chenvoni, right? But he was coming to be mechabed ula, he wasn't trying to be mata ula. He wasn't trying to do that. He was just trying to be mechaved ula with a nice starker cup of wine. But since starker cup of wine normally has a hefzid, and so then that's a hata. That maisa is a maisa of a hata. That's a mechavdoi behata. So here too, when I'm trying to go to your chasin to be mechaved, you numal when you enter the chuppah wall, that means you came from Lakewood. If that's what it means, most times that's what it means. So that maisa of giving me cover of a chasna. But if you don't have no more wine left, so you're not, because you're not holding by giving him a groisa kibbutz. I mean, let's say you would try to be mechabed him only with a chuppah, and somehow you ended up staying for the dancing, you know. So then we could say, so you didn't mean, it's a hard mashal to, I'll give you a different mashal, which is a better mashal in a second. But vivait, coming to chasna means traveling. That's numal. So when you came to the chasef, that's what you were trying to do. You were trying to be mechaber and with ishtatvas asimcha. Then it's your talk, and even the ram will be madad. I'm not 100% sure on this. I'll be honest, because it's how vayt dakas they can have to slice the ram. But it's your talk, and the ram will be made even that in numal case of chasef, you'll be made to the rosh. Will be also. I'll give you a nafkemina.
The rosh about that case where you don't have a plain wine and you open the.
According to the Rosh, it will be Asa, Lamashal. Why did the Rosh have the Eitzah Ran? Because the Rosh learned the case of Rebbe Yehuda could be even in the extreme case, even if Rebbe Yehuda was opening up for himself. Because as long as it's a memela diketois, the person who was miskabed didn't have to insert any new ingredients to the problem. It's a memela diketois. What you see is a problem. It looks like a kibbutz, and it's a kibbutz bechinim. It's going to be atah. So if you wind up, even if you open up the barrel for yourself, but it's a memela dikatoi, just like over here, they came out by themselves. They didn't come out for Mazutra, Breda Rav Nachman. Nevertheless, the Rosh holds its also, if not for the fact, the menalei, the yoda bebiyasei. So that's why the Rosh knew that this case, he had a shpar this chilek, because he learned the case of Yehuda, or the case, he now opened up a barrel of wine, is even if you want it for yourself. If it's a memela dikata, it's already going to be also. But I'll give you a nafkamina. Nafkamina is very often, not very often, but occasionally, you might end up going to a chasana, and you're not even invited to chas, or at least you invited, you didn't plan on going. The reason why you're going is because your shver came to town, he went to Beis Vego, he went to Lake Terrace, you want to visit him, you have to pick something up from him, you have to give him something. Or if I cared, I've done this numerous times in New York, I remember I once went to a chas, my shver was in New York, didn't know the Baal, God, I knew vaguely the Baal Yisimcha, but I was going to Pasha to meet my shver, I tell him something, I got to speak to him about something. So at that point, like the, it, this might be, it means like the Ran, I'm going with Tzarech Atzmai. I am not going to be Chabad you. I don't want to wish you Mazel Tov. Don't even look at me. I'm just going to my Shver. So I'm only doing Tzarech Atzmai. You think I'm going to be Chabad Mishlatev and Yisimcha. And Mamish, I'm so nice. Even though I wasn't even invited to Yisimcha, I'm coming to that. Beautiful. Who it is, Atzmai. It has nothing to do with me. Like the Rano, it should be Mutter. Like the Rosh, depending how vite it is. But Namal, if he could believe that the reason why I came was for him, even though I wasn't invited, so in the Chanamir, like the Rosh, you're going to have a problem, because it's a Memelele Kata. Why in the world you're my chazan? I should think you're my chazan to speak to Yeshver? Come on. That's not the normal people who come to chazan, coming to Mishtatev and Nezimcha. Right? 400 out of 401 people at the chazan come to Mishtatev and Nezimcha. Yeah. So then, sorry?
Y'all got invited.
Oh, you mean, so those people think, so I just say, so if you told me it's an extreme and your mamish wasn't invited and everyone knows you would never come to Simcha, so it's clear to him that you're going, or it's Raiv, that you're going to meet your Karev or whatever it is, and Echanami, then the Rosh will be Mut as well. But if you have that middle area, then Echanami, this will be a Makhlek, this could be a Rosh in Iran.
What happens if you go with the Rosh? Once you're there, you go with the Rosh
and Mut. Yeah, so then now you have a problem, because like Tehran, now you're already doing something for him. So now it goes into how it's like going to a chasana to New York, and you went to travel as I write. So you have to know, is it known, is it an answer that you wouldn't have done it anyway? But if it's not, in December, then it could be even like Tehran, it would be awesome. Sikkim, just understand, that the Yisoyda Heta between the Rosh and the Ran is Cholok. The Rosh's Heta is, if he was Mutam Me'atzmoy, it's Asa. But if he himself caused the Hatah, because he had inserted an ingredient, it's Mutam. Like the Ran, even if it's Hatah Me'atzmoy, it's Mutam. It's still Mutam. It doesn't matter. Even if it's Hatah Me'mela. The Var was, is who did the Hatah? If you did the only Hatah because my intentions were pure, and you look at my intentions, my Maisim were pure, then it's not a problem. But if my Maisim were to be Mechabdai, or to be Mateo, and in that licked this problem, then it's going to be awesome. But other than that, sure, anything, as long as my intentions are pure, it's fine, and I'm okay. L'maisa in the Shulchan Aruch, you don't see Hachra on this, but I would like to go in the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam, when he brings down this halacha, leaves out the whole heta of Rav Safri. He leaves out this heta of the Boyle Lazuke Adaite. It's a peli. He leaves that out. And the Lekha Mishnah asked on the Rambam, what's going on? So I would like to tell you that it's not true. The Rav Mishnah, if you look at the Lekha Mishnah's kashi, he said, he should have said, the Boyle Lazuke Adaite is not coming Bishrile's moto. Now, that bitoy, the boyle lazuki adai, is not coming from his arosh, his taich of the Gemara. So he's asking, why did the Rambam bring down the Gemara kefir on his arosh? That Lekha Mishnah learned the Gemara kapshute. That the whole head of the Gemara was the boyle lazuki adai. So why did the Rambam leave it out for? So I want to tell you, the Rambam didn't learn like the Rosh. The Rambam learned like the Ran. That the head is not because he boyle lazuki adai. He loy boyle lazuki adai, and it's still mutter. The reason why it's mutter is because I wasn't doing anything wrong. My actions were fine. I wasn't doing it to hurt you. And it's takamudik like that in the Rambam. The Rambam brings it down. He's moisif. It's us that opened up the barrel. Kidei lefatoisei should beshvil kvoide posach. If your intention, if it's kidei lefatoisei. Now, Minei Obey, you see that he must hold like the Ran. Because if you held like the Rosh, even without Kidei lefatoisei, it's also. Even if you're doing it for your own self, you're opening up the barrel for yourself, it would be also if it's a hatod memela. But you see, the Ram, and he had to go out of his way, Kidei lefatoisei, he learned like the Ran that the whole issue was Kidei lefatoisei. Memela, he didn't have to bring down the Gemara's head of Rav Safra, of Rav over there. Because that wasn't Kidei lefatoisei. They were going out for their own Tzrachim. It's Mukhik Minei Bin Aramam, that would be Mutta. The Lakamisha Yasakasha, because he understood the Gemara like the Rosh, that it's a heta, it's a p'tur called the boyle lasuke adaita. So why did Rambam leave it out? But like us, that's not the p'tur. The p'tur is not, even if it was lay boyle lasuke adaita, it's mota. As long as it wasn't kadei lafatais. And taka, that's what the Rambam said. The Rambam said kadei lafatais. It's also, if not, obviously it's a mota.
That more than the rush.
Sorry?
More than the Ran.
Well, the Ran also says it's kedei lahatoyse. I'm just saying that the Ran, you see from Rabbi Yehuda, that if the in the Maize Kiba licked the hatoyse, so that's like kedei lahatoyse. All right, the Maize is. Let me give you. Let's talk another. First, bring it out a little bit. The Mi, and it's a nafkin major nafkamina. Like the Gemara, the Miri says that if it would be. Mutter means if you hold like Rava, when it is Kadei Lata, he said the Miri legs too, that they were allowed to even be made to him, we're coming out to greet you. Because once he made the mistake himself, and he believes it, then you could seal the mistake, you could sign on it, no problem, we were coming out, Baruch Hashem, we were very, Mamish Choshev, Beinai, Mamish, you're allowed to even be made to like Cain. What's the word? Because you didn't, I want you to do that, you're never going to give him a chance to rethink. Maybe tomorrow I'll think that maybe they weren't coming for me, and now once you did that, you just closed that avenue. But so the Miri wasn't bothered. Maybe it's Mashmarisi Kat in the Gemara. Because when they said, Baruch Hashem, you came out to greet me, what should they have responded? It sounded like from Rava, you shouldn't have told them that we weren't. So what should they have said in turn? Change the subject? Or will you have a kashan taisis? Well, how do you learn the Kesugim? What should they have done? So it sounds like the Miri understood that the other alternative was to say that, Baruch Hashem, we're coming. Baruch Hashem, we're coming out to greet you, right? It sounds like even Taish the Gemara like that, but it's a chiddush of the Miri. But let me give you a simple...
answers the $1 million question.
Come on. And they walked back with him too. Oh, you mean if you're held like the Miri, you can now say that they walked back with him? And that's not a problem, because once they started, that means they would have to change their traveling patterns. They had to walk back and change their schedule. If that was the case, then you would have it that they will max. But they didn't. One second, but they didn't. The Maisa, they blew it. They told them that we weren't coming for you.
Who said they didn't do it anyway?
Oh, you mean maybe they would have done it once at the end, and then they're walking back, and then they go back on their way. Okay, masking. Okay, I hear. I accept it. Very nice, Scott.
They would have done more. They didn't do anything.
Once he blew it.
But they said they would have done more.
Right.
And they didn't do anything.
What do you mean? What they did say? We would have done more. Oh, I don't know. Unless, one second, if they were pressing that, or she had to give in a different town, they're not going back with him. I don't know what the case is. But hey, you want to tell me the mile that they went back, so you don't have this. I like the answer. Very nice. Okay. Sorry?
Even without the Miri,
you're going to go back with him.
Because it's truthful now. It is true.
But by me going back, I'm showing him that I even came for him.
You're not. You wouldn't but come out. Once you're already out, and you see, it's a pastnish to advise him to leave him.
Okay, fine. Let me give you another halakha l'maisa nafkamina. Everyone has a different ways how they run their household. Some people eat on paper plates. with paper, plastic kalim. Some people eat on paper plates, but they'll use a regular knife and fork. Some people eat on china. Some people eat on korel. You know, there are different dargas, right? Let's say you come from a besser home, whatever it is. No, this is your style. You always eat on china. And in the week that you eat on china, comes along, you have a nice mechubed de ga'era who's coming to your house. So you didn't do anything different. You served on china the way you do every day with a tablecloth. Everything's nice. Baruch Hashem, every day your house looks nice, right? And he comes in and he... Now, he eats on paper plates, right? So he thinks, well, in a weekday, they made a nice suda for me. So if you learn like the Ran, l'chay it's muta. I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it for myself. Whatever I did was for myself. I opened up the barrel of wine for myself. I serve kosher of food at the I have nice sudas. I have lavish sudas, three meals for myself. Portions to the meal, three courses to the meal. I did everything for myself. You think I'm doing it for you? Okay, because I'm tired. Left to go talk. I have no problem. So who hit this out? Because my intentions are pure. But if you learn like the Rosh, so if you tell me that most people serve like this, I hear.
Yeah,
but
it's common. It doesn't seem most people. It's Menimsa.
No, it's Menimsa that people go out of the city for own Trachim. And it's also Menimsa. Right, but it's Menimsa. People leave cities. They never leave cities. Everyone's locked up in the city.
They should meet the second I'm coming because there's a small time frame.
Well, if not you, they would meet a different person. I don't know. We'd have to know the odds. People never sell the barrels of wine. They never sell the barrels, or they never ran out of wine, and this is their last, or that this is all the barrels of wine are closed. I don't know what the percentage is.
It's probably much smaller.
15%, 20%. Right. So, I don't know. It sounds like, I can't tell you, but I'm very, very nochas. As long as there's a roiv that's done one way, and now you're doing
50-50.
I'm a suspect. I told you. But if it's a roiv, then I think it's very awesome, because he has a reason to believe this tat. I can't tell you, I don't have a right to this, but from the newest examples, it sounds like that it doesn't have to be mamisha, the musa, the leshkika clown. It doesn't have to be a miyuta, the miyuta. As long as it's a regular meat, so what? But if the roi says the other way, it's a regular meat also. So if you tell me that most people do not have a three-course meal during the week, and do not serve in China and whatever it is, and now you did it to this guy, loite rosh, it's a davim ha-meila, what should he think? You didn't know I'm coming? Of course you knew I'm coming. You invited me. What else? It's obvious. So it's a davim ha-meila.
But Etzim wouldn't do it for him. If you would do it anyway, they
have... One second. We're going to get to that. Daval, I'm just... we didn't help the job. I'm just up the first level. If we have time, we'll get to the second shlav. Okay. So you know what? Let's move on to the second shlav. Daval, what we're talking about with chasnis and all the examples we're talking about is only the gebayt on this heta, who it is atzmi olam maklik, is Rosh and Ran. Now, the mice is the Gemara has another heta. The Gemara has a heta that it would done at Belav Hochi. Aye, what happened? Why don't you have the het of Belav Hochi later on by the case of Rav Safra and Ravo? Aye, Belav Hochi, if they've even said, I have yadin and tvei ave dachinin. So Taisus says he is saying that when do we say that if Yitaka did it? So your mice was a true mice. You did it. Now, you didn't incur the hefset, but you would have done, even though you didn't incur the hefset, to let him believe whatever he wants, and even the thought is right. Because I would have gone even as if I, and the mice I attacked it, I did do a toiv of him, so the Achilokos toiv wasn't bechinim. But if I went out of the city, even I would have, could have, should have, but I didn't, I wasn't doing it for him, so then the Achilokos toiv is bechinim, because I never did him any toiv. I never did anything for him, so then the Achilokos toiv would be bechinim. Yesh Laden on your Eitzah now, if you're going to tell me that he walked them back into the city, so maybe they did the Toiva for that, and he'll be Maxak Toiva thinking they did a round trip for him, and he only did a second leg of the journey for him. I don't know. Okay, Yesh Laden, maybe it's still, the Maisa that you did was an empty Maisa. That Maisa wasn't all for me. So what would be like a chasen? So if you told me that you would have gone to his chasen, you would have traveled from Lakewood anyway, even though then you're in New York, and obviously when you're going to Mishtatav and the chasen, you're coming to Mishtatav and the chasen. So yes, you would have the teretz of Belav Hochi, you would have done it anyway. That's true. But what would be in the case that I wouldn't have gone in for the suit, and I wouldn't have gone in for the chasen? But if I have a chasna, I already buy a suit. If I have the suit, I already buy the chasna. It's zev zegorim. Each one alone, I wouldn't have done it. But look, I'll kill three things for three things, and then the itinerary is worth it to travel to New York. I wouldn't have gone for shalom zok on the other side. But I have two. For two, lightning zok, I already go. It's yitalkin that even b'chaigam, the Taisus would say it's awesome. Why? Because the lemaisa is, for his shalom zok alone, I wouldn't have gone. So when I walk into Shalom Zacha, it means I'm coming for Shalom Zacha. So it wouldn't It doesn't show that I would have gone for his shalom b'dorcha alone. That ma'isa that I did doesn't show him. Doesn't for that ma'isa that what it represents. That ma'isa I wouldn't have done just for himself. If I tell him, this is already yishloden. If I would tell him that I was just bayenim shalom zaka. So now that's all I told him. So I did it in a nice discreet way. I didn't have to say Baruch Hashem. I just told, so then he already sees that I was by Yenna Shom Zach. I was in the neighborhood anyway. So again, so you did it in a nice way and you saved yourself from that talk. He could think I would have gone by himself. He could think I only did a Bishtatus. What he thinks afterwards is up to him, because I told him, you know, Baruch Hashem was a Bayako. But the first Shom Zach, I said, Baruch Hashem, have another Shom Zach to go to. So I could cover myself in a nice way. But if I don't do that, I walk into Shalom Zalka, and that action shows that I came all the way for him, and I didn't. I wouldn't have come just for him. If you're talking even B'chai Gavna, would be awesome. All right. Let's talk about a third heta. There actually is a third heta in the Gemara, and that is, the Gemara talks about Beis Ha'evel. The Gemara says, V'meshom Chavi'ir is Mutta. So if you're somebody choshev, if let's say you're going to a student of yours, or if let's say you happen to be a rav or a sheshiva, and by going to the guy shalom zocher, you give me mechab doi lifnei. They're going to see, oh, the yeshiva came to this guy Shalom Zachi. It must be a chash of a person. If that's going to be, so maybe you could have this heta that God will cover the breeze. You're doing a bishvil, covered the chablik b'fnei harayim. That should be motto. Well, let's say you have a guy who's he needs the extra chizik. There's a stretch a little bit, but he needs the extra chizik. You're not doing it to be maksik toivah, you're doing it that he should feel good, pasha, because he needs it, or let's say you're trying to be makshiv him in front of his family, makshiv him in front of his parents. You know his parents are going to be by the Shalom Zalka. You know his shred and triggers be by the Shalom Zalka. And maybe the Shalom Baisi is not 100%. The more people will come who show that he's a good guy and whatever it is, and you're doing it like shivoy be'enei the royim, so you could have the same idea. You don't have to be the Rosh Hashiva to do it. The more the friends, the more people will come, the more people, you could be makshiv him be'enei royim. If that is your intent, if that is your pure intention, and that's what you're doing, then you could have this heta. However, if you look at Rabbeinu Geshem, Rabbeinu Geshem just shoots this heta out of the water. He says, you know when this is moto? He said, "Koy matama chacham." Then it's vadi b'shul kvoy devoy. He said, "Moto? Why?" V'ein lo yecheles umaleno yayin. Because you didn't have the chance, you didn't have the ability. This guy who's coming, trying to be mechabdoi, came with an empty lag. But why did he come with empty lags, Dr. Rabbeinu Geshem? Because he didn't have wine to fill it. It means had he had wine, Avadi would have come with a full wine, and it would have been mechabdoi k'deboi. But he was an oinus, he couldn't do that. Still, it's mutter to do, Dr. Rabbeinu Geshem, because b'shul koy dayan, it's mutter. Why is it Rabbeinu Geshem that if the covet that you're doing to the guy is an empty covet, even though you have the purest intentions of the chabdol lefnei in Eroyim, it's going to be also? Now, why would it be also? It's because, I believe, it's because the thing that you're trying to achieve, to be mechabdol lefnei in Eroyim, that the Eroyim should be makshev him, is a tais. You've been going of das, all the Urchim, all the Eroyim who think that this guy must be such a choshev a person that you came to bring him a barrel of wine to give him, is nishkatag and nishkafloigen. He's not so choshev. You want to come to give him a barrel of wine. So that whole thing is a tais. You didn't mean it. So you're being mad to all the in Eroyim. So really has to be that you would have done it anyway. Like the Gemara's the Eitz of Rav Yehuda, like you would have filled them the wine had you had the ability to do so. You would have done it. So now you don't have a problem that you're fooling the Enei Arayim. Ayla Maisa, you're worried about this guy is going to be Maksik Teva Bechinam. No, you don't have that problem. Why don't you have the problem? So then they explain, flesh this out a little bit. We know that Taisa just said that this teretz of Balav HaChayoyoyse doesn't work if your mice is empty. It's only if your mice is taco good mice. Just you didn't incur the loss, but you had that kavan, it's fine. But if they were walking out for another reason, it doesn't work. So over here, what's Rabbeinu Geshem saying that you would have done it? Ain't lichetzam elayane, but if you wanted to and you would have done it, are you still fooling the Enei Arayim? The Enei Arayim are now going to be mechabdei for nothing. So I think that it's chala. I can't win the Tosfos to say that is because Tosfos worried about achzakas toiva bechinam. You didn't do me a toiva. You were walking out for yourself. You weren't doing a miyat toiva. So if you weren't doing toiva, so it's automatically achzakas toiva bechinam. Even though you would have, could have, and should have. But if you meant it, like Rabbi Yehuda's case, he meant it, then it's an achzakas toiva bechinam, even though you didn't incur all the loss, and I'm going to be maxak you a grace toiva, because in your mice, in your hatava, like that as well. You would have done the hatava as a vayt. Over here, we're not talking about achzakas toiva bechinam. The any aroyim aren't going to pay back the Rosh Hashiva who's coming. What are they going to do? They're going to be machshiv the Baal HaSimcha. The Maisa is, why are they going to be machshiv Baal HaSimcha? Because Baal HaSimcha must be so choshiv that even in the eyes of Rosh Hashiva he's choshiv. That's true. In the eyes of Rosh Hashiva he is choshiv. Because if Rosh Hashiva, if he would have had wine, he would have been mechabdei. Nothing is forced. There's no hachzakas teva b'chinim. The problem was that they're going to deal with him in a different light. They're going to be makshiv him because Yeshiva is makshiv him. That is 100% true. The Yeshiva Taki is makshiv him. There's nothing wrong with that. There's no achzakas teva b'chinim. So then you could already use the svara of Rabbi Yehuda that they would have done it anyway, even though the ma'isa is an empty ma'isa. That works the ma'isa for all the royim. But how does it work for the Baal HaSimcha? The ma'isa for the Baal HaSimcha was an empty ma'isa. For the Baal HaSimcha, I'm afraid that he's going to be maxak mi toiva b'chinam. The fact that I would have done it anyway doesn't help, Taisa says, because the ma'isa was an empty ma'isa. There, vice versa, in Rabbeinu Geshem, you say it in the Gemara, that I'm not worried about the hachzakas toiva b'chinam, because as long as my intentions were l'chabdoi b'fnei enei aroyim, and that was a pure intention, it was a good intention, so then it's going to be muta. I'm not coming to get him to be maxak toiva b'chinam, I'm coming to be mechabdoi. So memel, it's going to be muta. I mean, mitzad him, it's muta, because my intention is to be mechabdoi. Mitzad the enei aroyim is going to be muta, is because it's true. He is chashiv by me. So memelu, you should be makshiv him too. Nothing is false in that. The only problem over here is that the mice that I did was empty, so the achzakas toivah b'yisayda is empty, is bechina. But here, there's no achzakas toivah, just to be makshiv, the chashivas is there. It's taka true. But the ma'isa in Rashi doesn't like to this extra tanai that I wanted to fill it up with wine, but I couldn't. Rashi says that the tama the het is because galu kved abrius. It sounds like galu kved abrius is overriding factor, could do away with the zissa of haksakas teva b'chinam. Sounds like even if I taka didn't want to fill him up the wine, I hate his guts, I'm not interested. I just want him to be nechsha b'nei aroyim. Galu kved abrius already overrides this problem.
Galu kved abrius is if you have no other eitz. If I have another eitz, just fill it up with wine.
I don't want to fill up with wine. I don't want him. I don't want to give him wine. I'm not. He's not so kosher by me, but I want to be a makshav b'nei aroyim. Golden kovet abriyas overrides. It's an overriding thing. In the lashon of machaba,
it's just the Rebbeinu Geshem. Maybe that's all Rebbeinu Geshem means.
Rebbeinu Geshem says because ain lo yayin. He doesn't have.
And then the rest. This shtickle is taka.
No, it sounds like I would have wanted to. Is a minchas bikurum as well. The others say like Rebbeinu Geshem was a.
What?
No, I hold the hetas even if I could have, and I still don't want to. I still love the hetas because golden kovet abriyas.
In Rashi. Yeah, I'm just saying. So maybe that shtickle Rebbeinu Geshem. I don't know why you're going so much Rebbeinu Geshem.
No, I'm saying in Rebbeinu Geshem comes out. Let's say you're going to this guy Shalom Zaka. So I said or Shiva or Revi would have this heta. Bishul Malik Rashi, Golduk Fayda Briyas over his overriding factor, you'll have the heta. But the Rabbeinu Geshem, you had to have wanted to do it. It had to be real. It's Ein Loi Lamalas. The only reason why it was empty because Ein Loi Lamalas Yayin, but otherwise I would have done it. Means you would have to be holding by Taka going to the guy Shalom Zaka. So anyway, you had to Balav Achiyoyesa. But if you want to travel to the other side of town to go to the guy Shalom Zaka, then you won't be able to invoke this Heta of to be Mechad Ben Eroim because it's an empty kibbut.
No, over there by the wine, Shalas, I Taka still, right now I have this Eitzah. Right? And I have the say to have wine. Why can't I just put in some wine?
Right.
So Elamai, I'm just coming to be mad to him. But in your
case, I'm not going just going. I'm going to be mad to him.
Why don't I put in wine?
Because I'm not interested. I don't want to give him the wine. Ataka don't mean it. I'm not sincere. I don't mean it, but I'm doing it to be mechabdo le'enei aroyim. Why is it also? Because you're fooling the royim, right? So here too.
I'm fooling him.
Yeah. And if I would have wanted to wine, what's the heta?
If I would have filled him, what do you mean?
If I'm honest now, what's my heta? I am fooling him.
The teretz is that's.
I would have done it. No, because I would have done it. Taisa holds I would have done it is not a heta. Go to cover the breeze, so let Rav Safra have the heta, go to cover the breeze. Go to cover the breeze is not a heta for himself. Right? Go to cover the breeze is because the heta to be makshav to other people. So I'm being makshav in front of other people allows me to override what?
To override being mad to him.
So I'm being max. I'm being mad to him. So go to cover the breeze overrides it. So if I wouldn't want to do it, then why don't go to cover the breeze override the Aksakas Teva?
If I wouldn't...
Even if I had one, I wouldn't fill it up. I still wouldn't fill it up, but I still got the Kavod Reis. I mean, Makshiv L'Pnei Ani Arayim.
Because I don't have the Kavod Reis. It's only maybe if I have no prayer to accomplish being mechavad him, then God will come and lets me override it because I have no other prayer.
But otherwise,
but if I have a prayer, so who says God will come and breathe? Maybe Tesla Taka put in the wine. You don't want to mechavad him?
No, but even you should know. Truth be told, even if you put it in wine, he's fooling him because like you're asking someone to be lisa that's life. You're there by chain of sight and you don't mean it. Putting in wine is not going to help you. Adding the wine to the barrel doesn't help you. If you're libay balima, you really don't want to be mechavad him with that wine. Putting wine is not going to help you. It's still an empty hakavod. So what I'm just trying to say is that if it come out that the het that the shivas should be able to go could be its machlokes Rabbeinu Geshem and Rashi. Late Rashi, Gold Kavod Reis is an overriding het. Nope. So maybe that would work. But if you learn like Rabbeinu Geshem that it has to be ends and it's not ends because you want to travel to the other side of town just for Shalom Zaka. You needed other Shalom Zakas to be there. You need other excuses. So it's an empty thing. So this het according to Rabbeinu Geshem won't work. Lamais is the mechabe sosam. Sounds like the mechabe here went like Rashi that even he doesn't say only because you would have wanted to fill in the wine. You just said it's mutta because of any aroim. Sounds like he goes to Rashi. I'm not 100% sure because it's steam. I didn't see anyone who paskins on this. L'chayr, it should be a machlokes rishayim without a real achra. Just it's a steam of samacha, but you should learn the halacha if you could be mekel as I vayt. Once one, this Rashi is not, I just throw one. There you don't have gold kavod reis, not be any aroim.
The two people there, you need Royim. I mean,
you're doing it. Well, you and I know that we're going out for our own Zrachim. So who are we trying to be Mechab?
No, him, the two people. Who was how many
the two? Two of us were going out, one guy was coming in.
One guy was coming in. So you have Kalisha Zadat. He's not going to cover the Brias in.
Just to throw out something, I know it's late, just to throw out, it's already overtime, Israel. If Nimish is a din in his man, is that the domestic Eliezer wants a Boyois, like the deal. Like the God of Kavod Reis does it. He says if you're doing it to make Shalom, like just like a shame is nimcha galamayim, you're doing it to make shalom. So memela, you're allowed to be mad to somebody as well. If you have an enemy and you hate his guts too, but you're trying to get him to be shalom beinenu, then you're allowed to be mad to go out of your way and be mechabed and all that. Kilo like it's a step further than the Rashi also, and just like Gadol Kavod Reis. Gadol Hashalom overrides Yisurim. I don't know where this Makar is that you could override Yisurim for Gadol. Are you allowed to be Mechalo Shabbos also to make Shalom?
So then I'm truly trying to Mechalo.
You really don't care about him. You're just trying to make Shalom. You're going out of your way to be Mechabed him. You're going as I vite.
You don't make Shalom, trying to
Mechabed him. Lamaise, he brings a Raya. He brings a Raya from He brings a Raya from a Medrash Eruvin. And he brings a story from a Medrash Eruvin.
Yes, maybe it means if I anyways.
Oh, for a different zvek, I hear. But he brings it out from Medrash Eruvin. I asked Chaim Kanievsky and Rav Deutsch, Rav Shmuel Deutsch, where is this Medrash Eruvin? They both told me it's a Yerushalmi. And they told me where the Yerushalmi was. But if you look up the Yerushalmi, you'll see it's not a right to what he said. It's like he meant Yerushalmi because he quotes a Lashon. Yerushalmi says the same Lashon. But you see, the Yerushalmi's case is not a Mukhrach what he had. So he holds a big Chiddush and there's a Luchay even Rayas Faket, perhaps from the domestic Eliezer. But at least maybe it's a take on a Rashi. But the whole Rashi is Halushanon Mitzaran. Rabbeinu Geshem didn't even have the Rashi. Rabbeinu Geshem had a different Yisoyed as a Hetta. All right.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.